Hey y'all, this is Aurora Heights, and you're listening to Roar Out Loud, brought to you by Audibly Legible Radio Network and presented by Simplecast. Hey friends, welcome back to my podcast, Roar Out Loud. This is your host, Aurora Heights. So, I had like zero intention of recording a podcast today, but nonetheless, I'm gonna do it because I'm alone with my thoughts, and like when you're alone with your thoughts, sometimes you just need to like talk it out. So, one of the biggest reasons why I started this podcast, because I want to talk stuff out. I want to let stuff loose and release things into the universe so I can heal from them and be happy and okay and continue to love myself the way I deserve. So, with that said, this podcast is going to be about sex. And as a 24-year-old, I have had my lay of the land when it comes to sex. I have had some understanding as to what I want, what I like, what I care for, you know, how to get what I deserve, I guess. That's kind of like negative to say in my head because, you know, sex is supposed to be a mutual act. It's supposed to be, you know, give and take and falling and, you know, both of you becoming one person and moving together and having your bodies like just enjoy each other. It's not supposed to be like a mutual masturbation session. It's supposed to be love and desire and passion. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, not all the time, because, you know, sometimes you just need to get your rocks off, and the other person don't really want it, but they care for you, so they're like, yeah, let's do it, cool. I just want to give a couple of examples of rights and wrongs when it comes to my sexual activity and when it comes to my love language. And well, let's get into it. Anyways, so the first time I ever had sex, I was 17, and I did it with this guy that I didn't really know. My thing was, when I was young, was I kind of just wanted to get my virginity out of the way. And this is talking sex with men, not sex with women, because I had sex with women first. But, like, I mean, that's a whole nother topic for me. Like, sex with women is totally different. It's, like, a lot more caring because women know women's bodies. So they're going to do everything they can to make sure that you're pleased. And men aren't the same way. Unless they're, you know, a man, not a boy. So I'll say I had sex with a boy. I was 17 years old. I snuck into my own home to have sex. My mom was out and she left me alone. So I told this guy, hey, my mom's going to be out. She's going to go wherever she's going and come over and we can have sex. I mean, he didn't know, honestly. My cherry had already been popped by fingers or whatever, so, you know, he wouldn't have known that I was a virgin as far as penis goes. So he came over and we didn't really wait for anything. We kind of just jumped right into it. And me knowing what porn is and dealing with porn and being involved in porn, I kind of just reenacted what I had seen because I had no other example of what sex was or love making was, or I just kind of like jumped into it and kissing and touching and trying to get myself ready for the situation that was about to happen. So I kind of, you know, just decided to play this act on him, like, hey, I'm experienced. I know what I'm doing. I can make you feel good. So I didn't give him oral sex. And a lot of the times when it comes to sex with men that you barely meet, like most women will, you know, hop right into oral sex because that's how they know that a man will want them. Like they'll give them what they feel the man cares about most is to feel and watch like his penis being touched, his dick being like deep throated. So we hopped right into it and it was just, you know, it was sex. Like it was what it was. And it was kind of the opening to an era for me. Like I wanted so badly to feel something inside of me. Since I was younger, like I want to say like I was 12, 11, 12, like masturbating with fucking toothbrushes and markers and fingers and whatever I could find to like make me feel good inside. And that goes deeper into my subconscious, but that's not what this is about at this point. So yeah, like I wanted him for sure. I like had an attraction to him, and he was one of my cousin's best friends. I had first moved to my city, my Vegas. I had first moved to Vegas, and I was like, yo, I really just want to feel that stuff. Like, what is sex? Like, what can I do with sex? Like, how can I attract a man with sex? And that was the wrong idea, of course, because, you know, you shouldn't use sex as a tool to get a boyfriend. And honestly, I didn't have a boyfriend all through high school. My entire high school years, I never had a boyfriend. And honestly, it felt good. Like, it felt good to feel the insides being maneuvered. And I don't know. First, as far as I can remember, it just was a pleasurable experience. But I think the messed up part was I got scared, like paranoid, I guess. Like, what if my mom finds out? Or what if, you know, what if I get pregnant? Like, we use condoms, of course, because contraception is definitely necessary. Especially when you don't know a person. Like, if you're having random sex with random people, use a condom. Be smart about it. Because such as COVID is a thing, fucking HIV, STD, all that shit's a thing. Everything, you know, can just fall into you and then you're trapped. Like, you're trapped with this barrier of disease and virus, and it's just dirty. So, use condoms. Be careful. Be safe. And I guess, you know, it was my first time, so my period came late and I got scared. I thought that I was pregnant, but no one ever really talked to me about sex in my life. Like, of course I learned from school. I learned from movies. Like, I used to watch HBO in the late hours or Cinemax in the late hours. And I used to watch, you know, the little stuff that was there, like the little pornos where you can't see the man's penis and you just watch the girl make faces. And it's like a lot more passionate, which is cool. That's nice, because that's like the idealism of what sex should be. You know, it should be a story. It should be this cinematic movie of feeling amazing inside and out. Didn't even know an inkling of what foreplay was. So we kind of just jump right into it. I felt raw. You know, I felt like I didn't feel love. I didn't feel care in it. It was more so, I just want to get my rocks off in a way that I've never had my rocks off before. So after that, you know, a whole situation happened where I got afraid that I was pregnant, and I asked one of my nieces, who was older than me, of course, at the time, and I was like, hey, please don't tell anyone. Like, if you love me, you'll just hide this, and you'll care about me, and you'll be safe about it. I need you to buy me a pregnancy test, because I didn't know what I was doing. And I didn't even know a way to get over to a store to buy a pregnancy test away from my family, away from my parents, my mom. So I asked her, and she said, do you think you're pregnant? Like, why are you asking me this? And obviously, yo, if you're smart, yeah, I thought I was pregnant. I'm sorry, that shit's really funny to me. Who asked somebody that? Obviously, I think I'm pregnant. Well, when did you have sex? This day, this person, blah, 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 story. And later on, a couple of a day later, my sister drives me home from school and she's like, hey, do you need to tell me something? I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm great. I'm gravy. Still didn't have my period, but I was like, I'm Gucci. Everything's great on this side of the world. And she's like, well, you know, your niece told me this, that you've had sex and you think you're pregnant. Do you know how fucked up that is? Like, you just want to get your coochie wet, like, blah, blah, blah. There was a whole thing. Like, I'm pretty sure she called me a whore a couple times. And she asked me who did it, and I lied. I told her some story about an old friend that I knew. So I was going to lose my virginity, like, around 9th grade. I want to say I was, like, 14, 15. And one of my best friends, guy best friends, he, you know, he lived... Not, excuse me. Oh, Jesus. I'm drinking wine. So I have burps. Excuse me. That's disgusting. So he lived around the corner from me, and he would, you know, come and knock on my window, and we would just talk through the window. But one day my mom was at work, so I let him inside, and we were gonna have sex. But we didn't. We just, you know, hung out like we always do, because we're just very comfortable with each other, and we knew, like, if we really didn't want to do it, we weren't going to do it. So we never ended up doing it. To this day, I would do it. He's a fine piece of work today. So I basically, you know, had to tell my sister, like, yeah, this guy that I used to know in high school when I lived in California came out to see me, and we had sex in his car or whatever. And she knew I was lying. Like, she off top, she knew that I was lying. She's like, no little boy is going to come see you from California, you know, as if my life was invalid in California. I don't know. So I don't know why she didn't believe me. I was a good liar, still a good liar, but I don't lie as much, but still I was a very good liar back then. So she goes off to tell me, like, you know, if you don't tell your mom in the next 2 days, I'm going to tell her. So I worked up the nerve, did what I had to do, and ended up telling my mom. And still didn't have my period, still was fine. So in that conversation, like, mind you, we had just moved to Vegas. I had known the boy for probably about 2 weeks. And not really known him. Like, we literally just texted. We talked. We were chilling, whatever. And we never hung out outside of school. We always just texted. And I made this huge decision to let go of my virginity to this boy. And he to this day, most likely don't know that I was a virgin as far as penis goes, like I said. I told my mom, and the shame she brought over me for having sex. I'm 17 years old. At this point, I'm curious. Here's the thing I want to change. I want my daughter to know that it's okay. It's okay to be horny. It's okay to want to have sex, but you do it safely. And me, I did it safely. I made sure no one knew it was happening, which is not the right way to go, but I made sure that there was a condom present, and I asked in the act, hey, you have a condom? He said, yeah, pulled that bitch out, and we got to doing. So, I mean, like, I just want to make sure my daughter knows to be safe, make sure that everything is careful. I personally, I want to know about it. I want to know that my baby not my baby today, excuse me, my baby when she's however old she is, when she decides that she's ready to have sex, to come to me and be like, hey, mom, I think I want to have sex. And then we go to a sex store and buy a fucking vibrator because, man, if I would have known that a vibrator existed, if I would have known how to use a vibrator at the time, like, I probably wouldn't have done it. I probably wouldn't have had sex because I could please myself more than a little 17-year-old boy can. You feel me? Like, it's ridiculous. So, there was a whole debacle. There was a whole thing. I ended up getting my period and moving on. Like, as of today, like, I know that that was the wrong way to go about it as far as sex goes. Like, I should have cared about the person to lose my virginity. But the thing is, there's a contradiction to that little idea of caring and loving the person that you're with to remember and be happy and okay with it. I am totally okay with the person that I had sex with for the first time. I am, like, I would probably have sex with him now. I'm okay with it because I did something that I wanted to do. So I would change that dynamic and say to my daughter, make sure it's what you want. Don't let any man pressure you or any person pressure you into wanting to have sex with them. Because, you know, if you don't have sex with them, you don't love them. Because that's the wrong idea. I had sex because I wanted to, so I don't regret that situation. I regret telling my mom the day before I got my period, but that's about it. I regret asking, you know, a family member in a family that I didn't feel safe in or comfortable in to even say, hey, reach out, you know, I know you've been through this before. I need your help. You know, and they decided to betray my trust in that situation and go and tell, even though I'm like, I'm not an adult. 17 is not an adult. 18 is not an adult. Today I'm an adult. But if I, you know, if you are grown enough to have sex, and this is something, you know, family members have told me, you're grown enough to have sex, you're grown enough to be an adult. So, any 14-year-old little boy, if you're having sex, you need to go get a job. Like, at this point, you grown, you man enough because you decide that, you know, you are available to have a child because an accident can happen any day. I am exhibit A as to an accident can happen. You know, I myself most likely was an accident, but that doesn't mean I wasn't loved or cared for. I just was an accident. Yeah, so from that evolution of having that experience as to, you know, almost, I guess, losing my virginity and getting that pregnancy scare for the first time in my life, that scared me out of wanting to have sex for a long time until I felt stable enough to do it on my own, where my family wasn't an influence or a problem, where I felt confident in my own body and my own worth. So from then on out, I didn't have sex from 17 until I was in college. And the next person I had sex with again was a person that I loved. I found him to go on Tinder. I decided that I wanted to be with someone that I didn't know all over again, but that was only because I wanted to. So I'm gonna be with who I want to be with, and I don't care, you know, what other people have to say about it. I'm not a whore because of me wanting to feel what I want to feel in a moment with another person. It doesn't make you a whore to have a lot of sex. It makes you a whore when you decide that you're gonna have sex for money. You're gonna have sex for stability. You're gonna have sex to feel like you're worth something. That makes you a whore. You're pimping yourself out to get what you need out of sex. You feel me? Like, that's super awkward. That's weird. It's unnatural at this point. Like, don't get me wrong. A hooker gonna be a hooker. Like, you gotta make your paper, do what you gotta do, but don't dislabel yourself. Like, you're a whore. It's fine. It's okay to be a whore. Be what you gotta be. Care for yourself. Love yourself anyways, because you know for that fact that you're doing what you gotta do to make your money. Go for it. No judgment to you, but don't dislabel yourself. Don't say, oh, I'm not a whore. You're a whore because you need to get what you get. out of having sex. So I have I made the decision from then on out to only have sex when I want to, only be in a moment with someone else when I want to. But then there was a time, you know, in my life, to be honest, very recently, where I put myself in a bad situation where I didn't want it. And I compromised myself. And I can't even, like, I can't even blame the man at this point, because he and I had had sex before. So he felt like it was, you know, okie dokie to just go ahead and try again. Even if I say no, he's been in there before, so he can be like, yo, I'm taking this. So, yeah, I mean, consent is very necessary. And teaching a son or a daughter, or, you know, even someone that is curious about sex, even if you don't know them very well, even if you're just a counselor or you're a school fucking teacher, and somebody brings it to you and says, hey, I'm deciding that I want to have sex, make sure that consent is top topic. That is the first thing you talk about. Because for a grown man to see a grown woman in a position where she's unwanting and still go forth and do what he has to do, even if she says no, even if she says no with a smile on her face, it still means something. It means no. It means absolutely not. You get up and you go. You get up and you walk away. You get up and you chill with her. Give her the opportunity to feel safe. And once a woman feels unsafe, she's never going to be around you again. So if you feel like you're going to compromise a woman's confidence and her integrity and her feelings of self-worth, at least give her the option to do that. Give her the opportunity to say no or yes. Ask first. Can I touch you? Can I kiss you? Can I put my hands on your body? Can I fuck you like you deserve to be fucked? Like, you know what? If I'm a woman, I am a woman. If I'm in a situation where a man's like, hey, yo, can I fuck you like you deserve to be fucked? I'm probably going to say yeah, because I want to be fucked like I deserve to be fucked. But if you don't give me that, you don't measure up. Like, I might give you one more opportunity to prove yourself, and then I'm moving forward. Like, I'm good. I'm good on our sexual experience. So at that point, like, I have come to understand that I've hurt myself in that situation because of sex sometimes, you know. Yes, I only do what I want to do ever when it comes to sex, but I needed to be taught that don't put yourself in a situation where, you know, a man has the opportunity to compromise you, or you compromising yourself by flirting, being too flirtatious. And that's just the sad reality of our life and our situation. Like, us as humans, us as people, us as women, we have to protect ourselves from other men or other people, because this shit's scary. It's scary to be raped. It is scary to be forced down and thrusted until it's over, because it's easier to let him finish than it is to let him, you know, to force him off of you. It's easier to stop than it is to fight. And that's the sad part. Like, I had to watch myself out of body and out of body experience. I had to watch myself be hurt or hurt myself. Like, I knew what could have happened, but I chose to still go hang out with him. I knew even if I didn't want sex, he was probably going to want to anyways and try to get me. But I thought I knew the person that he was, and I thought he would respect my no and walk away. So, Not many people know this about me. And I do not, like, I'm very big on not letting things define me. But it's important to me. Sex can be amazing. Sex can be beautiful. Sex can be hot, passionate, fucking. Like, don't get me wrong. I like to be fucked. And I like to be made love to. And I like to be. Like, it's a long list of things that I like as far as my love language goes. I also like long conversations. Like, let's talk about nothing and everything at the same time. You know? What type of toothpaste do you use? Like, I like to talk about everything. And until that point where I feel like, yo, it's my time. It's the time where I'm attracted enough from our conversation, from our experience together, that I want to take you down, that I want to let you inside of me, that's when it's okay. That's when, if it's my choice, and that's the biggest thing I want to tell women, that it is your choice to say yes or no. Men choose a wife, you choose a partner. You choose the one that you are going to lay down with for the rest of your life. A man chooses who he's going to walk with for the rest of his life. That's my ideal. Like, even if I'm wrong, it is what it is. But in my view, I will always choose the person that I want to fuck or have sex with or be with closely or let inside of me or let around me. But a man will choose the one that he, you know, lives his life with. And I really do hate getting emotional, but I feel like it's important to talk about consent. It's important to talk about the first time with your daughter or son. It's the perfect time if you have a teenager or have someone in your life, a nephew, cousin, best friend, like, who's ready to have sex for the first time, that y'all talk about it. Talk about everything. Lay everything out on the table so that there's no miscommunications. There's no confusion. Like, hey, it's okay to want what you want, but you got to accept that maybe that other person don't want the same thing. And that's when you have that conversation. Like, hey, are you okay with this? Okay. For example, my mom has never in my life asked me what I want to eat for dinner. Ever in this life. Has asked me what I want for dinner, and I've gone to friends' houses, and I'm like, "Hey, your mom just asked us what you want for dinner, or what we want for dinner," and I'm confused. I don't even know what to say. I don't like unless I'm feeding myself, unless I go out to freaking, you know, Chick-fil-A or something. Not going to McDonald's, sorry. Unless I go out to Chick-fil-A and I'm like, "Hey, I want Chick-fil-A today. That's my meal of choice." Unless I do that, like. I've never been asked, like, what do I want? So to this day, my mom is confused as to why I don't eat when she cooks sometimes. Because I didn't want that shit. You didn't ask me what I wanted. You chose to choose what you wanted. And that's fine. Don't get mad when I don't eat the leftovers. Don't get mad when there's still that same meal that you cooked 3 days later. Or then even the next 2 hours, like, I'll go to bed hungry before I eat something I don't want. That's important. It's serious. So, with that said, we're coming to the end of this podcast today. I very much want to just throw out some shout outs today. I want to throw out some important thank yous because people that have gotten me through this hard time, that one hard time where I've had to, you know, accept the fact that I compromise myself and I let someone else compromise me and be okay with it and accept it and understand that it will never happen again and forgive myself for putting myself in that situation. I've had to do that. I thank my friends for putting me there, and my sisters, they don't know that I had been through this, and they probably will hear it on this podcast, but my sisters were there with me. My cousin, a couple of my cousins that grew up with me were there with me, and they don't even know, but they'll know now that they were a very important part of my life at the time, at this moment, where honestly it happened a few months ago, but still, like, they were there for me, and they will never know how much it means to me that they were there for me and helped me through this hard time. And I fell into a hole again where I had to feel something and I had to go back into my crazy little sex addiction for a couple seconds. But I came out of it. I came out of it again, and I came out of it bigger and wholer and more, you know, aware that it's important to teach my daughter what not to do. So there it is. That's all I have to say in this moment. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you in your life. Keep supporting me if you love me. Tell me that you love me. I want to hear it, because, like, low self-esteem is a thing sometimes. Thank you again. Have a good one. Bye.